other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pax in Texas. Then we're going to go to Chad. Go ahead, Pax. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you very much. And just wanted to actually talk about predictive programming and the movie that just came out recently with Liam Neeson called Nonstop. And it's basically a federal marshal who, does his job. And what he ends up doing basically is stopping a terrorist attack that gets blamed for it. Have you had the opportunity to actually see the movie?
No, but that's actually what they do. The movie Arlington Road is totally accurate. There's a secret shadow group. You don't even know if they're government or not. And then they trick the professor to show up at a time and place because he's a libertarian to blow up the federal building. And that's exactly what they do.
And he gets framed for it, basically, because there are terrorists that are...
No. They'll tell sheet-dip military people, go be part of this drill. They'll blow it up and say they did it. That's what they do.
So check this out, though. So they, he's watching, casing every person that's basically on the flight, and there's, the standard, token Muslim, basically, who ends up being a doctor, they're going to London, basically. But the terrorists that end up, and sorry for the spoiler, are basically two, let me look at this. They're basically two VAs, basically. They're two veterans.
Oh, no, listen, I know. And there's no veterans doing anything other than maybe committing suicide or killing their neighbor. Statistically, veterans have very low crime rate. I have the FBI numbers. But, no, every show, every movie, the veterans are the terrorists. The branding is total. The veterans are going to kill everybody. Because when they purge this country, they're going to try to go after all the veterans. Disgusting. I'm going to send my crew out to watch it and do a review of it, or I'll do it. In fact, I told the crew, I'll pay for it. As reporters, they should go out with their boyfriend or their girlfriend or their husband or whatever, their daughter, or whoever. Take your family out, your sons, whatever. Take them out. See movies every week. I'll pay for the movie ticket. I'm not going to pay for food or anything. and go do a review the next day right when they come out. Because the real propaganda is going on in the movies. Go ahead.
Entirely, and it's Hollywood, it's what cast the spell. They are upset, basically, the two guys, and sorry for the spoiler, basically, they're two veterans, basically, that are upset and appalled by the lack of security at the U.S. airports before 9/11.
Totally ridiculous, and that's how they're tying veterans to 9/11 in a roundabout way. In the official West Point training manuals, the new enemy is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. And the officer corps is being taught how to be total traitors. I appreciate your call. Great points. Chad in Canada, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I've got a question for you. Now, I don't want you to have to answer and burn bridges.
I don't care. Just ask the question. I see what you want to ask on screen. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the question is, I'm just curious, I've been a Coast listener for years. In fact, that's how I got onto your show. And when I started listening to Coast, I didn't realize that George Norrie was the host. I thought John B. Wells was the host because I always found him to do a way better job and to be more informative. And I'm just curious if you found anything kind of sneaky suspicious of his release, and do you think that Coast to Coast is maybe being poked in the backside by the elite?
Here's the deal. I go on Coast to Coast shows and never been censored for 11 years. I've reached tens of millions of people. George Norrie is a total gentleman and a friend of mine. I like John B. Wells and have met him a few times, had him down to the studio, hung out with him, gone out to eat with him, really nice guy. I like him. I love his show. He does his own private show now. No, he was not released because of censorship. I can tell you that because I do know the inside baseball, but it's kind of like dishonorable. Let John B. Wells speak for himself. I intend to have him back on soon, and George Norrie. I just don't get involved in all this. He started his own show, didn't tell them about it. I don't think he thought it was wrong what he was doing, but companies don't want you doing your own thing outside of it, and so they released him. And I'm not in the middle of that. I like all of them. I'm friendly towards all of them. I stay out of it. My show is not about the gossip hour. Okay?
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Imagine a world where a surveillance device exists in every home in America, on every person, and it's accessible by anyone with freely downloadable software on the internet. From government and business competitors to thieves and abusive spouses. Sound far-fetched? It's happening right now. Big Brother is listening.
Target is on the move.
Watching.
Cell phone signal acquired.
Using your cell phone to spy on you.
Tracking GPS coordinates.
Even when you think you've turned it off.
Recording audiovisual data now.
End the espionage now with the Privacy Case. Using military-grade electromagnetic shielding, the Privacy Case can block unauthorized remote access, prevent GPS location tracking, and stop audio-video eavesdropping. Order your Privacy Case now at privacycase.com and use coupon code GCN for free shipping. The Privacy Case. Because there is a case for privacy.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. The body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed.
Well, we have George Galloway on with us for the next 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes or so. He is a British politician, writer, broadcaster, and Respect Party member of Parliament from Bradford West. And he is very well known for testifying before the U.S. Congress. He is very well known for exposing the Iraq war as a lie and a fraud before it happened. Then they, of course, murdered Dr. David Kelly to try to cover that up. He helped expose that. He's been pushing for Tony Blair and others to be held for war crimes, which they clearly have done by every yardstick. We've had members of the U.S. Senate look at it and say clearly it's a war crime. They fixed the intelligence. The White House memo, the Downing Street memos have all come out. We know. Prima facie, cookie, you know, jar, hand in the cookie jar, red-handed, we have them. So I wanted to get him on about all the wars and funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya and how Iraq is so much worse off, you know, a decade after the, quote, liberation. Everything he warned of and was demonized. I mean, they tried to put him in jail for stuff. They tried to go after him. they absolutely hate him. And he's an amazing orator. I don't agree with everything he says, but I do agree with the fact that I believe he's a real guy who believes what he's saying and believes he's standing up for human liberty and dignity. So we've got him on about that and a whole host of other issues to discuss today. I want to get his take on the Russia situation, the new Cold War that's getting kicked off right now, and where he sees civilization going. So he joins us via video Skype if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to see the free feed. George, thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Where would you like to start? There's so much to talk about.
Well, I think the most immediate crisis is the one now in the Ukraine, the Crimea, with Russia, and the Cold War beginning to encroach upon our toes. My toes are feeling distinctly frosty with all the rhetoric, which takes us back to the 1970s, 1980s, and having had a period of honeymoon, Russia appears to be back as public enemy number one. And the hypocrisy that's being deployed would be laughable if it were not so serious. In Britain, for example, we have a government which in 1982 sailed 7,000 miles all the way to the South Atlantic to defend the rights of self-determination of 2,300 British settlers on what they call the Falkland Islands. They fought a devastating war in which many hundreds were killed, many more were maimed, and billions of pounds in treasure were burned in order to come to the aid of what we said were our compatriots, even though we planted them there in the first place. Equally, our government, if Spain were to have the temerity to just severely increase the traffic restrictions on traffic going from Spain to Gibraltar and vice versa, we'd be ready to go to war with Spain, because we say that the rock which is attached to Spain actually belongs to us. And yet the same government warns Russia of condign punishments to come because they intervened to safeguard their vital national interests, and millions of their compatriots, Russian nationals, Russian speakers, whose lives and property were very obviously at risk from a Western-sponsored and paid-for and logistically armed in every way coup d'etat in the neighboring country of Ukraine. I could go on, but I just will give one more example of the hypocrisy, or perhaps two. The Kosovo, which is a part of Serbia, declared itself unilaterally to be an independent state, and 110 countries in the world have recognized it. Recognized this self-declared independence. And guess what? Both my country and yours are amongst the 110 countries that have recognized.
And look at South Sudan. Exactly. Look at South Sudan.
Just one more. Permit me, yes, South Sudan, but permit me one more irony. John Kerry, with a solemn face, said that we can't have countries invading others and seizing territory on trumped-up pretext. And he didn't even have the grace to laugh. When just 11 years ago, exactly yesterday, Britain and the United States, in their shock and awe invasion and attack on Iraq, began a process which has murdered a million souls, destroyed Iraq, shattered it into pieces, and sent cascading around the world Islamist fundamentalist fanatic extremism all over the globe, all in the name of Britain and America arrogating to themselves the right to do whatever they please, irrespective of the decision of the United Nations or of anything called international law. You couldn't make it up, Alex.
Incredible the way George Galloway puts it. Total veritas. I agree with you 100%. And Ron Paul on the libertarian right came out and wrote articles and said exactly what you just said, almost word for word, because it is just the truth. Neither one of you is plagiarizing the other. It's just the truth. And they are calling him basically a KGB agent. They are demonizing me for it. We just lost the Skype. We're getting back up. It is insane to sit here and watch this, and you talk about radical Islam cascading around the world. What is the larger plan? That's what I want to ask George Galloway, again, a member of the Respect Party from Bradford West in the United Kingdom. And we're going to be talking about some about that party as well today. Again, folks, a new Cold War being launched right now. A new Cold War being expanded, and George just basically broke down the hypocrisy of 11 years later what has happened with Iraq. And if his Skype's not working, guys, just go to telephone backup. We're on a telephone right now. Good. All right. It was bad Skype anyways, but it was good to be able to see him, even though it looked like we were looking at him through a fog. And that's the beauty of Skype and these technologies that are not yet perfected, but they still it still is amazing to be able to talk to anybody we want. Across the world, and it is the hypocrisy of people like John Kerry that is so staggeringly ridiculous. You think it's Dr. Strangelove satire to have him saying you can't just go around, you know, invading countries when the Russians are grabbing a small area that's pretty much always been part of Russia to secure their pipelines. Now, sir, continuing, you were getting into Iraq and the cascading radical Islam. Is there a method to the madness in Syria, in Libya? Because, I mean, this looks like something the devil would do to just try to wreck any stability. What's the game plan?
Well, I wish I knew. I shared a lift with William Hague, the British foreign minister, just a week or two ago. And I said to him, William, you've been wrong all of your life. But I've never known you to be actually insane. Yet the policy you're following in Syria is literally insane. You have inflated, financed, and armed Al-Qaeda in Syria on the principle that your enemy's enemy was your friend. Yet now you tell us that returning fanatics coming back from Syria, now that they're losing the war, are Britain's number one security concern. So you've made more dangerous the very people that you say are our number one national security threat. This has to be defined as insanity, doesn't it?
It is, and I've been following politics for decades, but never have seen something this surreal. Again, George Galloway, member of UK Parliament, one of the most outspoken people in Europe, not just England, against all these wars, proven absolutely right about Iraq and spades. Where is it going as the open mental illness, the fascist mental illness, just explodes and metastasizes?
Well, it is metastasizing. That's a very good image to conjure up. And it is a cancer that has spread all over the world. And I said this to Tony Blair, man to man, outside the gentleman's lavatory, to be precise, in the library corridor of the House of Commons, just a few days before he and George Bush invaded Iraq. I told them, I think, four or five things. Number one, there is no Al-Qaeda in Iraq. But if you invade it, there will be hundreds of thousands of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Number two, the fall of Baghdad will not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Number three, the Iraqis will not welcome you with flowers. They will welcome you with hot lead and fire. And number four, to believe that Iraqis would welcome a foreign invasion of their country means that you think they love their country less than we love ours. Because nobody in Britain or the United States would dream of welcoming a foreign invader and occupier to their country. And lastly, I said that though there is no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, if you invade, Al-Qaeda will be everywhere. It will spread everywhere, like a cancer, metastasizing, as you say, all over the globe. because you will fanaticize, radicalize, extremize millions and millions of Muslims who can see the grotesque double standard that you are practicing. Your best friends in the region are the worst dictators in the region. You are supporting those tyrants, giving them money and weapons where they need them, and you're supporting Israel, which has for more than 60 years wiped off the map the country that used to be called Palestine and scattered their millions of people all over the globe.
And any way you cut it, it's meant to radicalize Islam and in the final equation, destabilize the whole region. You've been really accurate predicting what would unfold. What do you predict will unfold now in Syria, in Libya, all over the place where the al-Qaeda jihadis are running around? And now, as you mentioned, your government, other governments are saying, brace for al-Qaeda to attack with surface-to-air missiles that they got in Benghazi. And there's no discussion of why were they given this. I mean, clearly they're helping create the threat to then set up a police state, continent-wide, UK-wide, US-wide. Looks to me like they want to use this al-Qaeda threat that they're funding and supporting to take our liberties.
Well, up to a point, but the point about the Frankenstein analogy that I keep making is that once you've made the monster, it quickly moves out of your control. And we found that in the 1980s in Afghanistan, when on the same immoral principle that my enemy's enemy is my friend, we supported the fathers of these current extremists in the so-called Mujahideen in Afghanistan. We gave them guns, we gave them money, which they later deployed against us, and most atrociously in the United States of America, but also in London, in Madrid, and elsewhere. So the point about Frankenstein is you've got to read it to the end, because you then realize that Dr. Frankenstein's monster turned on his creator. And whilst a bit of a threat of fanaticism or communism or Russia can be useful to the military-industrial complex, to the security state apparatuses who wish to bolster their budgets, give themselves more power and centrality in the state, only up to a point. Because once you've made this enemy more powerful, as we've done with the fanatics, then you are in very real and present danger from them. They have come up, though, against some serious reality. The Syrian people have rejected their jihad. They have stuck by their regime, even where they may hate their regime. And there are many good reasons to hate the Syrian regime. But the Syrian people will never agree to live under an Islamist code that owes more to bin Laden, owes more to Afghanistan than it ever could to a sophisticated, civilized Levantine population where people mix men and women, Christians and Muslims, where the minority religions are protected and cherished and so on. And that's the way the majority of people in Syria want it to continue. So they have stuck by their government. The state has not broken. The army has not broken. And they are winning success after success on the battlefield. But that, of course, means that these fanatics are now beginning to return from whence they came. And whence did they come? Your country, my country, other European countries, we are now blooded, and with the skills of 4 years of terrorist war, they'll be looking for targets in our own countries.
Well, sure.
To attack.
Well, sure.
Libya is another example that you have raised a couple of times. They painted Gaddafi as a foolish, brutal, idiotic dictator, and he was. But they have managed, with an act of genius, to make Libya worse under their so-called liberators.
And they admit that.
Than it was under Gaddafi.
Just like Iraq.
They're all murdering each other in large numbers. They're kidnapping the prime minister, forcing him from office, murdering the American ambassador in Benghazi, killing each other, killing anyone that they can get their hands on. And now there's not one Libya, but three. Soon there'll be 33.
What is wrong with these Al-Qaeda people? I mean, why are they just so insane and nasty?
Well, Al-Qaeda's mentality is rooted in and based on the narrowest possible, most sectarian interpretation of Islam that is possible to imagine. And anybody who doesn't share this dogmatic, tiny, narrow interpretation of Islam is an apostate who must be killed. That's just other Muslims, by the way. Never mind when it comes to Christians or Jews or non-believers. All of them have to go. And so this narrow interpretation of Islam is supported in only one place on the earth.
Saudi Arabia.
And that's Saudi Arabia. And guess what? Saudi Arabia is your country and my country's best friend. Prince Charles was there just the other week, done up like an Arab sheikh with a sword in his hand, doing a sword dance. The very kind of sword that's cutting off people's heads, Christian clerics included,
in Syria.
Bishops included in Syria, having already stampeded virtually all of the Christians in Iraq out of their country for fear of their lives.
That's right.
So it's one of the great puzzles of all time, how your country could be back in bed with Al-Qaeda after everything that's happened over the last decade.
It is incredible. You know, it's so insane, George Galloway, that I can't even believe it.
It's very hard to believe. But the blood and treasure of young American servicemen and women and British servicemen and women and your taxpayers and mine have been expended in the trillions of dollars in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda when we are now arming and funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. As I say, you couldn't make that up.
In fact, I'm somewhat of a history buff. I can't think of really a lot of examples or really any historically except for 1984, and that's fiction, where you're always at war with East Asia and the next day you're never at war with East Asia. It is that crazy. So looking forward, because you made a lot of accurate predictions. I've read your writings and watched you when you're in Parliament. I mean, it's always informative. Where do you see this going, and will the political class pay any price on the left and the right for the war crimes that have been committed here and now the new war crimes of turning Al-Qaeda loose? I know you're working towards punishing those war crimes with a lot of courage. Break that down.
Well, I'm now making a movie called The Killing of Tony Blair. It's not a snuff movie. It doesn't involve me killing Tony Blair, though that would probably be quite a popular movie. It's about the killings of Tony Blair, the killings carried out by Tony Blair, and the financial killing that he is making as a result of the other killings that he had been doing. And so I hope that we'll get him sacked as the Middle East peace envoy, the most grotesque appointment since Caligula appointed his horse as a proconsul of Rome. I hope that it will stop companies from hiring him. He's made more than £75 million, so $100 million, since leaving office, working for the tyrants and the companies that he so handsomely profited and benefited when he was in office. And I'm about to start making a movie to try and punish the American political class. It's called Where's Kenny Boy? It fastens on the criminal Kenneth Lay, who may or may not have died of a heart attack just before being sentenced for his crimes in the collapse of Enron, and may or may not be living on a 100,000-acre ranch owned by George Bush in Paraguay, cheek by jowl with the biggest American base in the region. Just so people who want to look over the fence might be discouraged from doing so.
Oh, absolutely.
We're now crowdfunding for that movie.
George Galloway, we got to go to break.
It's called Where's Kenny Boy? And your viewers and listeners, I hope, will go to start, join, and support it.
Okay, George, stay there. We're going to come back from break, and we'll talk about the film, because I followed this, and I'm glad you're making it. And I hope folks will support it, because clearly he staged his death 2 days before sentencing and has been seen down there at the Bush Ranch. I mean, they sheep-dipping, folks. They stage deaths all the time. George Galloway's our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're liberals here, like Thomas Jefferson. I don't accept the mainline liberal establishment or the mainline conservative establishment. I judge each issue on its own and geopolitically study it or domestically look at it and then try to say what is the most honorable, balanced way to address this and to focus on it. Most people just choose their political ideas according to what they think is fashionable, what they think is cool. Most people, as you know, are not informed about the world, especially Americans. Either Americans are extremely informed or they're very uninformed. National statistics show the most uninformed in the world, other than like Afghanis, who can't even find the U.S. on a map in most cases. The equivalent of cavemen. I'm not knocking them, but a lot of those folks have never, you know, even really watched television in the rural areas, so you can't blame them. Most Americans don't have passports. They just think this is the earth. And And it's very, very frustrating because clearly Russia just saw 90% of Ukraine grabbed. They only took an area that used to be part of Russia. The media spins it that they've invaded and stolen something. And clearly the West with the EU just gobbled the country up and overthrew an elected government and is trying to start a new Cold War. Now, that's what Ron Paul agrees with. That's what George Galloway's saying. Not because we all get together on the phone and decide what we believe. We are informed. It's fun to be informed about the world, the regions, the players. That's my soap opera. Not football, not sitcoms, not, you know, that's that. When I'm home at night or got my friends over, we're sitting around, we talk about stuff like this because it's interesting to us to learn more. And I'm not saying I'm even that smart. It's very frustrating to know the facts and to know it's not your opinion. And then to just see the cheap political porn that's out there that the controlled left and controlled right spew out is very frustrating. We'll get George Galloway's take on that. Talk about Ken Lay, who clearly, it's the evidence is amazing. People that go down there get harassed, by the way, has been sent down to South America. We're going to talk about that, another film he's working on, and where he thinks the future is going with George Galloway. And then when he leaves us a little bit of overdrive and take your phone calls, he leaves us at 50 after. Briefly, remember, this hour is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. With the pro-liberty T-shirts and the great political films across the political spectrum and the very best books to become informed and the very best supplements like the True Nation Iodine and the Fluoride Detox and the great Wake Up America Coffee and the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver Double Strength, the pro-pure water filtration systems and the best gravity-fed systems out there to purify your family's water because of all the Monsanto glyphosates in the water. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And what also makes this show possible is folks like MyPatriotSupply.com with the highest quality non-GMO storable foods as we go into this global depression. Last 25 years, it's great to just have in the attic, forget about it in the basement. Super high quality. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials or 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And it is the sponsors and this show and your support that allows us to have a wide spectrum debate and introduce you to all sorts of political ideas and angles and analysis that's unconventional, unorthodox, and basically Renaissance-based. Now, George Galloway, I've been ranting here. I want to give you the floor. Tell us about the film. You're a serious guy. Basically, everything you said about Iraq came true, more than anybody, even more than Ron Paul or myself. What you said came true like it was, you know, prophetic. So you're a serious guy. If you think Ken Lay's really still alive, we're investigating it. I think he is. The evidence is there. Tell us about your film, your crowdsourcing, and then let's move forward to the big picture. What else is happening in the world and where you see us going?
Thank you, Alex. There's no evidence that he's dead. And all the circumstantial evidence is that he's still alive. And he cheated the American justice system. And allowed his family to remain in control and ownership of his millions, his estates, and so on, by mysteriously dying of a heart attack in Colorado just 3 days before being sentenced for then one of the biggest frauds in corporate history. It prefigured the crash of 2008, and indeed Kenneth Lay prefigures the kind of villains that walked across the stage during the crash of 2008. Kenneth Lay was George W. Bush. He was the sponsor, primary sponsor of the political class, not just in the Republican Party, but in the Democratic Party too. And when Bush flew down to Florida to fight the recount, which made him president in the first place, he flew down in an Enron jet covered in Enron insignia. And then quickly, Enron collapsed. Billions of dollars were lost. He was convicted of a massive fraud 3 days before sentencing, and thus his family able to retain his millions. He was given permission to go to Colorado, where he died in the night of a heart attack, and then was promptly cremated. And nobody from the federal government, nobody from the FBI, nobody from the Justice Department actually saw his dead body before it was supposedly burned. And at his funeral, the entire American political class turned out to pay their respects to a man who had just been convicted of a gigantic super fraud of billions of dollars. Both the Bushes were there, but President Clinton was also there. President Carter was also there. What were they even doing at the funeral of a convicted criminal in this way? And of course, he went up in smoke. Or did he? Because conveniently at the same time, 100,000-acre ranch. Now, I know you're in Texas, and everything's bigger in Texas. But for me, the idea that Bush owns a 100,000-acre ranch, that he bought it right next door to the American military base, and that you risk being shot for looking over the fence to see if you can spot Kenneth Lay, is all deeply suspicious. So I'm going to go to Paraguay. I'm going to insist on looking over.
That's a great movie idea that you and Max Kaiser have. That is cheap.
Max came up with the idea, and him and I are working on it now, and we're seeking crowdfunding for it on Max's crowdfunding platform, which is called Start Join. And the movie's called Where's Kenny Boy? Because that was George W. Bush's famous cry. Whenever he needed anything, especially the green folding stuff, it was a case of, where's Kenny Boy? Well, I'm asking, where's Kenny Boy? And I'm an elected British Member of Parliament, 27 years elected to the Parliament, 6 times elected. Let's see if they shoot me walking up the drive of the 100,000-acre ranch. Kenneth Lay, if you're out there, I'm coming to get you.
Well, when you look at everything you just said, it's all on record, and they routinely stage military personnel's death to give them new personalities. We've studied Enron. It was a giant multi-hundred billion dollar front that they were putting money in the Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, Switzerland. They would, on a single week, make $1 billion extra lying and claiming there was no electricity and triple and quadruple charging people. You know, power bills would go from $1,000 to $6,000 in a month in California and surrounding states. He was a master criminal. And the fact is that they were protecting him, and undoubtedly, it's been reported he keeps getting seen down there. He only uses that as a home base. And, and you going down there, because you've got the courage to do it, will become a sensational film regardless. They've got to be concerned.
I hope so. And just to add to the masterful summary you just gave there of Lay's role in things and Enron's role in things, he took care to spread money around the political class to make sure that he would not have any difficulties on either side of the aisle, whoever was in control of the American political system. And that's the very corporate takeover of politics that on both sides of the Atlantic we've been suffering from so grievously in the last decades.
Well, that's right, because when they take the money, they then also get basically corrupted into it. And that's right. He came up with the carbon tax plan with Al Gore. You can say what you want about climate change or this and that, but clearly paying the political class carbon money is what has basically tainted the whole thing. And Ken Lay came up with smart meters to gouge people. I mean, so many things that we now see today were the brainchild of Ken Lay. Why do you think if he had... Yeah.
He was a very bad man, but we're not just going after him because he was a very bad man. It's because he exemplifies, personifies, literally personifies, this corrupt political corporate class that has ruined the lives of so many tens of millions on both sides of the Atlantic. And by telling his story, by going looking for him, we're also going looking for the corrupt politicians.
Sure.
That he bought and paid for, and who undoubtedly protected him and may even have faked his death.
Of course they did. Let's shift gears over into, if you're going to steal a million, why not steal a trillion? If you're going to lie a little and launch a whole war that kills a million people, according to Lancet, why not stage the death of one guy? Of course they did. The evidence is overwhelming. But let's get back into the other film you guys are crowdsourcing. And Kaiser better make these, because I know he's got the money to make them anyways. The point is people should support it, because I want to see these films, especially with you in them. What about Tony Blair? I mean, he clearly with the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, well, you're the expert on it. I mean, we've got the evidence he's a war criminal. And if we can punish one of these criminals, even in the court of public opinion, it will stop them doing it next time.
Well, Alex, in the court of public opinion, Tony Blair is already tried and convicted. He's like that character in the movie Ghostwriter. He spends most of his time out of Britain because he can't walk down any street in Britain. Every time he sits down in a restaurant, somebody tries to perform a citizen's arrest upon him. And his Gauleiters and his lieutenants who suffer similar fates. And so in public opinion, this man is destroyed in Britain because it's seen that he lied us into a war in which a million people perished and which cascaded this extremism around the world that we've been talking about. But companies keep hiring him, banks in particular, but oil companies and other corporate interests, to a fantastic tune. It's never been known in British politics before for a former prime minister to do other than retire to a country estate, sedately advise us from time to time on international...
It's a delayed payoff.
Yeah, but now we've got a situation where the new class of politicians are being told, if you play ball with the right interests, they'll look after you after your term of office is over. And that is just fatal for the political system.
I agree.
Because if you're legislating for banks and the military industrial complex and other commercial interests, in their interests, with a view to them hiring you when you're finished, how can the public expect good governance as a result?
Sure, so how does it all end? How does it all end? Because it's clearly the fruit is rotting now. They're getting away with everything. And historically, that causes megalomania. How does it end? I mean, you predicted how all the other stuff would go the last decade. Well, what's going to happen now?
I think it'll end okay, Alex. And that's where maybe you and I would part company at this point in this sense. Because I believe that the fruit is rotting. It's falling off the trees in the sense that people have absolutely no faith in the political class which governs them, and they're right not to do so.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
That does not yet have a form, a physical form of an alternative power, at least not in your country or mine. In many other parts of Europe, for example, an anti-political class is beginning to germinate, to continue your metaphor, and is bearing new fruit. Some of it I like, some of it I don't like, but it's all new power coming through because people have entirely lost faith in the old ways. And the old ways are no longer able to govern as they were. Otherwise, we'd now be at war with Syria and Iran, and with Russia and China on the other side of that war. In the British Parliament, we stopped dead the juggernaut of war, which was about to take off and begin bombing Syria. Because we did so, President Obama was not able to take off and do the heavy lifting, the majority of the bombing. We stopped the war on Syria.
No, George, I agree with you.
In it, and Iran would be a belligerent, and goodness knows where that would have all ended up. We stopped that because the political class is now terrified of the public. In Britain, the politicians know that the public hate them, regard them as thieves who fill their own pockets with the public's money.
Sure.
And legislate for corporate interests, for vested interests, rather than in the interests of the people. And sooner or later, that will find its expression in new political parties, new political personalities, or radical changes in the leadership and direction of the parties.
Well, let me add this, George. When I was in the UK last year to cover and protest Bilderberg, almost all the police, you name it, were telling us, hey, we're on your side. We hate the people in there. We know this is going on. We know there's a shadow government. And it was across the political spectrum. People were really angry in England. They're north of London and Watford. They're in the UK. So, no, we don't disagree. There's a huge awakening. But the political class is militarizing and racing to authoritarianism and having the NSA and, your NSA spy on Parliament, spy on the Senate, to the point of, I mean, the battle's being joined is what I'm saying.
No, I agree with that. I think a little more confident than you. Perhaps I'm not. Forgive me if I'm wrong. That we will prevail. I don't believe we will go to authoritarianism. Fascism is not possible in the United States or the United Kingdom. I don't think the people would tolerate it. But that's not a fruit that falls off the tree. You have to shake the tree to make sure the people avoid that perilous fate. On that, definitely, we would agree. All that's required for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing.
That's right.
And we've got to make sure, and you're busy on that, so am I, we've got to make sure that the people do what's necessary to do to stop that fate.
Well, I want to get you back as soon as you go down there to try to cover his ranch and give us coverage. And GeorgeGalloway.com, RespectParty.org. I really appreciate you spending time with us, and you've really went up against a lot. You know, they tried to destroy you when you exposed the Iraq war, and we all admire courage. So thank you so much for your time, George Galloway.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Wow, that was a powerful interview, and that guy's got a lot of courage, folks. I mean, let me tell you, they were killing people over in the UK opposing the war, and he was getting threatened. They were trying to put him in jail and stuff. And so you can see what you want about George Galloway. He has got a lot of courage, and we appreciate him coming on the show. And I hope those movies get made. All right, I'm gonna come back, take phone calls in the next segment, the one after that. I'm gonna talk to Scott and Rod and Ed and Patrick and JD and others. Get ready with your comments straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at RealAlexJones. But everything Galloway said, you can prove.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver dollar.
I got to run to keep-
Bush says paramilitary police, cops are soldiers. America's police have become too militarized. Suddenly I'm seeing Wall Street Journal, New York Times, The Economist, all saying we have dangerous paramilitary armies being built in the U.S. Well, the issue is I'm not even worried if they had militarized trained units of police to deal with the heavily armed threats sometimes, because I want us to be able to have guns, so sometimes it's going to be bad guys that are heavily armed. My issue is that they're trained with the citizens where you don't instantly do what they say. They start tasering you or attack you. That's all military-type checkpoint training. And, you know, the TSA training and the checkpoint training, that's all militarization martial law stuff. It's the martial law that's bad, not the cops, you know, in SWAT team outfits. The problem is that now all the units want to be in SWAT teams, and now they come do a regular, you know, visit because they heard about a domestic dispute, so they come with a SWAT team. That is the militarization. That is the problem, the overuse of it. And now the establishment's talking about it, which just means it's become so ubiquitous that people are getting scared of it. Folks, the military is routinely in plain clothes with the SWAT teams, just so everybody knows, since the late 80s. We've got all the documents on that in my film, The Road to Tyranny, which really is a seminal documentary. Let's go right now to Scott in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, yes, Alex. I'm so glad you brought up that piece with Al Sharpton and the race hustling and all that. Let me give you the irony of Mr. Reverend Mac Daddy Pimp Sharpton. Now, go back to 1964, and I know you had Reverend Steve Bryant on, and you mentioned this in passing about Robert Byrd being a part of the KKK. And, you know, this is the guy that filibustered the 1964 Act, but most, there's a little factoid that most people either don't know or have forgotten about, is the fact that not only did he filibuster it, but what he used to filibuster was some scientific study from a guy by the name of Boas, stating that the black brain was inferior to the white brain because it didn't weigh as much. So it wasn't because he ejected on some kind of a, you know, constitutional ground.
And that was all a eugenics thing, like scamming weights when the people they chose to do the test. So none of it even means anything. No, I mean, obviously, Al Sharpton got mad, and so the rest of MSNBC, about that unifying speech Rand Paul gave. So he basically did, you know what, the punch bowl. I mean, that's all he's doing.
If the 46 years later, when that piece of experiment died, here you've got him sitting up there, one of the people eulogizing at his funeral, talking about, oh, yeah, well, he was a part of it and stuff, but the guy changed, which was a convert because he never actually did. But he's sitting up here talking about what Rand Paul might have done in 1963 when he was all of maybe a year old when that thing passed. So, you know, that's one of the ironies. You know,
exactly. They've taken the Civil Rights Act and used parts of it to make Christians pay for abortions. I mean, churches shouldn't have to do that. And you should be able to you know, not rent to somebody if they're a devil worshiper and you're a Christian, or vice versa. If you're atheist, and you know, the whole issue is there's problems, there's evils on both sides. Rand Paul is just trying to be honest and saying, look, you know, should you be able to have private clubs? Should they be able to have some, you know, private golf course where, you know, say black folks say we don't this or that? Just because it's racist or whatever it is, or white folks do it, that's somewhat of the freedom. And we can debate that. The point is that Rand Paul is not a racist. Rand Paul's trying to unify people, and that's why they don't like it. Because we're all getting spied on by the NSA. We're all getting foreign banks looting our bank accounts. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to come back on Overdrive, Infowars.com/show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.